Amen.
There to be ready.
The trumpet could sound any moment.
Amen.
I believe it's for 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. It says, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we, which remain alive and remain, shall be caught up to be with the Lord in the air. And the clouds will be with the Lord. And the Bible says in that next verse, it says, comfort one another with these words.
Amen.
I'm comforted to know. To know for a fact, Brother Perry.
Yep.
Where I'm headed. Amen. Next week, next Thursday, will be 35 years since my spiritual birthday. April the 6th, 1988, in an old-fashioned altar in Bonner Springs, Kansas, I trusted Christ. And it seems just like yesterday. Amen. I'm going to start off tonight in Isaiah chapter number 6. I started studying this a few weeks back, and Lord wouldn't let me continue with it, and I got last night and yesterday, and last night especially, probably about midnight, 12, 1 o'clock, I don't know what time it was, I got up, I couldn't sleep. I was trying to get the shooting off my mind in there in Huntsville, and Brother Joe talked a little bit about it there, and of course, all of you seen it on the news, and I talked to one of the officers today, and you know, there was a video passing around, and for somehow or another, I got caught up in that thing. It had been taken down from Facebook, Brother Joe, and then I found it last night. And you want to see the reality, and of course, they're after this person, Homeland Security, and they're going to charge him for hindering, no doubt, and getting in the way. But I saw, with my own eyes, two officers get killed. One fatally, and the other one saw them as they were being shot. And as other officers were doing their best to try to get people away and to take care and conduct business while this foolish person continued to record, and about 30 minutes or so of it there. No respect. And we live in a country today of absolutely people, we've lost our mind and have no respect whatsoever for law, for even the Word of God. I talked to a pastor friend of mine that I believe that on my radio broadcast that probably over 70-80% of the folks that listen to me, because of the background of where they go to church, don't have no idea, Brother Joe. They don't have the assurance of their salvation. But a lot of them's on testimony. Tonight, before I get started, I wonder, and I was sitting there just thinking about this, has anybody got anything that they are can be thankful for, that they can just take a few minutes and just ask some folks? I feel led to do that, Brother Joe. Just, do you have a testimony of what God's done? Because it can be snapped out just like that. Do you have a testimony right now for just a few minutes? We're just going to mind the Lord. I mean, I got something I want to go to, but, you know, if you got something, are you happy in the Lord tonight, Brother Perry? Has God been good to you?
Sure. Amen.
Amen. Is there air breathing through you, lungs and blood through your veins? Amen.
Amen.
Is anybody tonight can just give a quick testimony?
Come on, Brother Joe.
He changed my whole world.
Yes.
July 6th, 1989. Then I'll tell you a little quick story. I got baptized in Florida, Gainesville, Florida, Park Grove Baptist Church. And I traveled around a lot working, and I told this friend of mine, his wife, I said, if y'all ever need me and lose me,
Come on. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Come on. Come on. Amen. Anybody else?
Woo!
Yep. Come on. Obey the Lord. This is God's time here.
I like what Joe said, amen. And boy, I tell you, I just hate it to a T, man. You know, when God comes on the scene, somebody that, amen, is no good, somebody that's out in the world, and amen, and that's all they know of them. Just like you saw with Mark and them. What do you mean? That's him. And then this one got to know Brother Joe as all in you is a one who loves the Lord. You're talking about two different things. Thank God, I'm glad we are two different things.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Old things are passing away.
Praise the Lord. Yep. Hey, Maya.
Brother, I appreciate that.
Yeah, Maya.
Just to see what God can do. What God can take somebody that, wait a minute, that ain't, that, you're not talking about slavery.
Come on. Come on.
180 degrees different.
Yep.
That's what salvation is.
Yes.
That ain't turning over a new leaf. Amen.
Amen.
That's
right.
That's what it's about.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Somebody else got a testimony. Amen.
Come on, sister. Yep.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Anybody else?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Bless you. Someone else. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, sister.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else? Someone else.
Come on, sis.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Come on, sister. Yep. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Someone else.
You're right.
Well, glory. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Anybody else? If you don't, it's your fault, amen. You'll miss a blessing. Well, I will say, there you go. Oh, yeah.
Come on, brother.
And the story that I tell you is such a marvelous thing.
Amen.
That's it, Lord. Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, man.
Anybody else? Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 I was that beggar, but thank God
Praise the Lord.
Better yet, he found me.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm glad to say that.
Yep.
That's the key. Anyone else? I'm so glad that I'm born again. Amen. I'm so glad, Brother Joe, that I know that if I pillow my head tonight and I don't wake up tomorrow and I die sometime tonight, or if a bullet should take me or a car accident should take me, amen. Brother Stanley, I know the death angel comes, amen. He's going to carry me away, amen. And I'm going to be in the presence of Jesus, amen. I tell you what, do you know?
Yeah.
Do you know, amen? Do you know,
amen?
Oh, if you don't know, tonight, amen. We've heard the testimonies of how God changed their lives. I was one of them, was a drunkard, amen. Was into everything you could think of, amen. And I don't know whether I'll get to the message tonight, but it don't matter, amen. Let me tell you something, amen. When God reached down, somebody said he didn't have to reach too far, but he had to reach on down there, amen. Brother Joe, I'm telling you what, I was into everything, amen. Looking at things I shouldn't be looking at, Brother Stanley, amen. Drinking stuff I shouldn't be drinking, amen. Going places, Brother Joe, I shouldn't be going. Looking at stuff, amen. Watching things on TV, what I was listening to, standing around listening to them to cuss my God, amen. But that night, amen, on April the 6th, 1988, with glory, amen, when I bowed beside that old-fashioned altar, amen, and they took the Bible and showed me what sin was, but what eternal life was, and I made the choice of eternal life, and didn't nobody have to tell me to get rid of the old magazines, to get rid of the dirty stuff, to get rid of the liquor, amen. And didn't nobody have to tell me not to go to the juke junks no more, to the honky-tonks no more, amen. And didn't nobody have to tell me that I'm standing around listening to them cussing, taking my Lord's name the wrong way. They didn't nobody have to tell me no more. I wasn't no Bible scholar, amen. I didn't know nothing about the Word of God, brothers. I'm telling you what, the Holy Spirit got a hold of me.
Yeah,
I was a new person.
Yeah.
Saw me. 2 Corinthians 7, 5:17 began to run over and over and over in my mind.
Amen.
Therefore, amen, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, amen. The old things are passed away. Behold, A-L-L, all things are become new, amen. I tell you what, I got a hold of that verse, Brother Stanley, and I mean, I thought everybody wanted to get a hold of it. I found out right quick, amen. They just start pushing, Yes, that's good, Brother Mike. That's good. You know, I don't want nothing. You got him. Sit around over there, come to the round table where we'd eat lunch every day. I come in there next morning. Oh, I've done been talking about Jesus. You know what happened? Where we usually have lunch, I looked around, put my hamburger, whatever it was there, looked around, there wasn't nobody there, amen. It left me by myself.
Yep.
I began to wonder, Satan got in my mind there. This new Christian was the next day. And I began to wonder, brother. I had my Bible. I hadn't read nothing in my Bible, amen. I hadn't, amen. I'm telling you. John 3:16.
Yeah.
Just a few verses of scriptures here and there. But it didn't make no sense to me.
Come on, brother.
I'm telling you what, I went out there in my truck, sat out there, amen, waiting on a load. And I began to open up that old Bible. It was an old greenback, amen, the Walmart Bible. And the Holy Spirit began to speak to me, Brother Joe. He began to take me to verses I'd never seen before, amen. Ephesians 2:8-9 popped up there. Amen, I didn't know it was there, amen. Not a worse lest any man suppose, amen. But it's the gift of God through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. That's what it's all about. Amen. And I began to read the Word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know I ain't going to get there, but it'll be a hole. Amen. I guarantee you, that long week, amen, I begin to have things flowing inside of me, Brother Calvin, that I'd never known before. Amen. I'd walk into work, amen, walk that door, and like I said, they still flocked here and there and left me by myself, amen. The day or two before, you know what, I cussed just like they did. I said them old foul words just like they did, amen. I talked about that old dirty stuff just like they did. They saw that change in me.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't know what to think about it, amen.
Oh,
they were something different,
amen.
Amen. They were something different, amen. I don't know how to explain it, amen. I've never tried to explain it other than something happened inside of me,
amen,
that night when I bowed my unworthy head. All I know is, I guarantee you, that first 2 or 3 days of that week, I like to choke to death. What are you talking about, Brother Mike? I was under such conviction, amen. I'd get a hold of a load, and I'd go here, and I'd go there, and I'd end up 5 or 6 miles from where I was supposed to be, amen. I'd call, and had a radio, two-way radio. I said, dispatch, where's that load supposed? They said, don't you have directions on your thing? We're supposed to get our directions, amen. And look on the map, see the map. That was before, amen. That was before GPS, amen. Yeah. Amen, 1988, before GPS, amen. We're supposed to go to that city map over on the wall, amen. Come over to it, find the address on Kansas City, amen. We was over here, we'd find it. Come over there, where we're supposed to go, we'd go there, amen. Pastor said, didn't you do that? Amen. No, I didn't, amen. They said, call me. Stopped, amen, at a place where it's all. I got chewed out, amen, because I didn't follow directions, amen. But it's all right. God took care of me. Tears, he rocked on there, amen. And the same thing happened, amen. Got stopped by the law because I was driving too fast, amen. Well, glory. Got myself a ticket, amen. And I'll tell you what. After I got saved, you know what that judge did when I went back around to get saved? He said, forgiven, amen. Thought it out.
Amen.
About 20 mile an hour over the speed limit, he said, I should have had to pay.
Yep.
But I went in there with tears in my eyes. I said, judge, I don't know why I was speeding. I have no idea. So I've been running all over Kansas City for years here. He said, son, he said, I believe you. He said, forgiven. Just pay the court costs like $40. I said, praise the Lord. The next day rolled around Wednesday, and I went up down Shawnee Mission Parkway there. We had local runs out of Bonner Springs. And go to Kansas City. How many's ever been to Kansas City? It's a small place, you know what I'm saying? It's a little bitty place. You don't have to worry about getting lost, amen. But you know what? Wednesday I got lost. Places I'd been to 20 or 30, 40 times. I got lost. And you know what? For the first time in my life, Brother Joe,
come on, brother,
I got scared. Because I seen things and people out there that I hadn't never noticed before. But that old devil, he'd come and say, look at him. Look at him. And I was under conviction so bad I cried everywhere I went. Amen. I cried when I got to work, and I cried when I left work. Amen. And I'd go somewhere, and I'd get me an old Budweiser beer. Amen. And I'd lick that thing up. Amen. And I'd get me some liquor. Amen. And I'd drink that stuff away. But praise the Lord, on that Wednesday night, about 3 o'clock Wednesday evening, I called that church where we went to on Easter Sunday, amen. I said, what time is your services tonight, amen? He told me what time it was. I said, I'll be there. I said, who is this, click? Amen. I didn't even know who it was. I ride my motorcycle. I guess I looked like, well, I had a beard on about like He got there, amen. And everywhere I got to church, everybody smooth shaving, amen. I had all my leathers, got to church, amen. Walking around, first thing I did, I come in, and there's a bunch of women in the main sanctuary. About 80 of them, amen, paired off. I thought to myself, man, this ain't what I saw Sunday. I said, where's the man at? Lady comes up, she sees me. She said, well, the man's over here. I go in there, and there's about 75, 80 of them paired up. Man led me to the Lord, Sandy D. Seba. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. He told me later, he said, "You, wow, glory!" My daughter supposedly got saved that Easter night. I stayed home, amen. Yeah. When she come home, amen, I was sitting there with my feet raised up, drinking a beer, smoking a cigarette, watching a John Wayne movie, amen. She come home, said, "Daddy, I got saved." And I believe that my response is the reason the next two or three days, Brother Perry, that I thought I was going to die.
Yep.
Because it didn't matter to me, amen. I said, that's good. Went on about my drinking, smoking my cigarettes, right back there like I was a big dog, amen, watching them movies, and nothing else mattered, amen. And got drunk before the night was up on Sunday night, amen. But when that Wednesday come there, and they took me in that pastor's office there. One of them told me, said, "You was on the prayer list."
Yeah, man.
Oh, oh, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody pray for me. Amen. Well, glory. Satan had his heyday for the first 3 days of that week. Amen. But Jesus, the Holy Spirit, took him and kicked him out of my life the rest of the time. Amen. I become a new creature in Jesus Christ. Amen. Has it been easy? Absolutely not. Amen. It's been the hardest thing sometimes that I've ever tried to do. But the Bible says He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll be right there. One man said, "Well, you need to go back to where you left him at." No, you just got to turn around. You know, repent, Mason. You go this way, repent, says turn around and go the other way. Right there, Jesus, amen. You just turn around. You don't have to go back to somewhere about 50, 100 miles away, amen. That's a bunch of junk. Don't you believe it, amen. All you got to do is just turn around from them sin that you in, amen. That's what Jesus, that's what the Lord wanted the children of Israel to do. Just turn, you old backslidden Israel. Just turn, amen. Turn and get back to serving me, amen. I'll get you out of the bondage, amen. I'll give you the place, amen, that falls with milk and honey. Well, glory. Amen. That next Thursday, like I said, I felt like, amen, I was in heaven all night. I was a high stepping, amen. Amen. I got back on that motorcycle, amen, and I rode back to over work, jumped off of it, amen, with a big old grin. Amen. And my boss looked at me and he said, "You ain't had that grin for 3 days." I said, "You're right, Jim. You're right." He said, "What happened?" I said, "I got saved, amen." Well, glory. And that's when they're about to leave me like you done swatted a bunch of flies that's going to a dead body, amen. They left me, amen. They didn't want nothing to do with me. But you know what? You know what? There's one thing that they did that I never thought they'd ever do. It took about a couple of months for this to happen, Brother Joe. I heard you mention in your testimony. I don't know who's listening or what you need tonight, but I'm telling you, there's something with happening different, Brother Stanley.
Oh, yeah.
When I walk up, they quit that cussing.
Oh, yeah.
Holy mush, sir, come on. Now we can't be cussing, amen.
Come on.
You know what? After about another month or two,
I began to have some friends.
Yep.
They saw something different in me.
Yep.
That they hadn't seen before.
See.
Before, all I was just a part of them.
Yeah.
On my way to a place called hell.
Come on,
bound there, amen. Yeah. And I guarantee you, I like that song Sister Carissa's talking about, Jeff Gibson wrote, when I got saved, amen, that night, amen, Brother Don called, and Brother Sandy Cedar took, I got up and walked a different way, amen.
Amen.
Went a different way. I don't know what you, why the Lord has changed this, amen. It had nothing to do over there other than service where I was going. But bless God, He'll give me another place, another chance to preach it, Brother Joe. Amen. Let me tell you something. God is good.
Yes, He is.
I sat there at 1:30 this morning, kind of crying to myself there. Was upset because them officers had gotten killed, amen. But you know, it's like I just sit there and I read the Word of God. It's like the Holy Spirit. You know, there's one place I will read right here. What He told when He was talking to Isaiah. In verse number 8 of chapter 6, He says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And you know what Isaiah said? He said, then said I, here am I, send me. Amen. Another verse or two down, He says there, and He said, go and tell my people and hear indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, and perceive not. He goes on verse number 11. I think Isaiah's getting a little bit tired right there. He says, and then I said, I, Lord, how long? How long? How long will I stay around these people here? He said up there, verse number 7, He said, around a people. Or verse number 5, He says, and then said I, woe unto me, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And it talks about, comes around the seraphim, goes wrong, and it takes a coal off the altar and purges his lips. Amen. All I can tell you, Brother Joe, is that Wednesday night,
yeah,
the Holy Spirit of God purged,
amen,
my lips. He took away the guilt and shame that I had toted all of my life.
Come on.
I wasn't hardly 31 years of age. Been in church all of my young life and up till I was 22 or 3 years old. And you couldn't run me down fast enough to give me a gospel song. My daddy and my mama and them and different ones was in a Southern gospel quartet and sang. And Brother Joe, they'd asked me to go. And I guarantee you it got to the point to where when Daddy, I knew Daddy's going to ask me, amen.
Yeah.
I'd hide in the back part of the field, amen, till I heard that old bus pulling out. And then I'd come back out, amen, and go about my business. I hated anything. I want you, you ever heard the word hate, amen? I'm going to tell you something right now. If you don't think that living a life, a lost. And I believe, as much as I can tell you right now, that I was under conviction then.
Yep. Come on.
I was miserable.
Yep.
And you know what I did? I made everybody miserable around me. I would fight you at the drop of a hat. And I don't mean this little fight. Somebody look at me wrong in a bar room, amen, it was on, Brother Stanley. I'd tear the place out! But you know what was residing inside of me, Brother Joe? Satan's spirit. I was of the father, your father, the devil. That's where I was at. And dear friend, if you're sitting here tonight, or the sound of my voice on social media or whatever, and you're struggling today, if you're struggling today, and you're lost, and you're struggling, amen, and the Lord, that's the heart right there, it's going thump, thump, thump. You can't sleep at night, amen. I got to where that when night came, amen, I'd get up and I'd go watch TV because I got tired, brother, of sitting there looking at the empty ceiling. Amen. I got tired of being called a drunkard. I got tired of those that were saved distancing myself from me, even my own family. I got tired of that, brother. And you know, when I got saved, I can't explain it. As the song says, I can tell you the time. I can take you to the place. But I can't tell you the how nor the why.
I see it, brother.
All I know is when Don Call showed me in that Bible, there was a transformation happened on me.
Yeah.
There was something filled that room there that I'd never felt before in my life. The Holy Spirit of God. And I believe with the faith that was in me that the Bible talked about, we got a measure of faith. I believe before I even prayed that prayer, I believe that I was a child of God. All I'd had to do is I just moved my lips and I said, "Dear God in heaven, I know I'm a sinner and I know with what I've heard here tonight and I know how I'm living my life. If I die tonight, I'm going to bust hell wide open." But you know what? I don't want to go there. I want to go to that place called heaven. Lord, would you show me how? And it was like the Holy Spirit inside my mind just said, "Ask me to save you." And I did, and I jumped up from there, amen. Saved, born again, sealed until the day of redemption. And I've never regretted a mile that I've traveled. And if you're saved tonight, you know you're saved. You can remember the time that the Lord saved you, come down as He did me, amen, and saved you, but you're out of the will of God. Let me tell you something, amen.
Yeah.
Dear friend, that's one reason probably you couldn't testify tonight, amen. You don't have anything to testify about, amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. One woman told me when I got saved, I was in that church, Amgrove Baptist Church, I got to shout that day. I ain't never shut up. She said, "Brother Mike, amen," said, "you just keep your shout, amen." And I've been told I was a loud mouth and phony baloney. Amen! Ain't nothing phony baloney about what I got, amen. And if you get born again, you get what I got under the glory spout, amen. Amen. I guarantee you'll shout. You'll have a shout in you, amen. They'll call you crazy and loudmouth just like they do me, amen. But amen, that's fine. I don't care, Brother Joe.
Amen.
Because I know in whom my Redeemer is, and I know in whom reached down that nearly 35 years ago and saved my wretched soul and pulled me out of a place called hell. Dear friend, I don't know why, Lord, let me preach this tonight, amen. I believe somebody is lost. Are you so backslidden away from God that what I'm saying with you, you're sitting there back there in your mind just like I used to, saying, "I wish He'd hush. I need to go home and feed myself. My stomach's growling," amen. You get high on the Holy Spirit of God, Brother Perry, and I guarantee you He will feed your soul. You'll forget about that hot stomach, amen. Praise the Lamb of God.
We're on God's time, amen. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts, amen. The Lord's speaking to somebody tonight. I studied this message here and I said, oh God, I've had this happen two or three times. Brother Perry scares me to death. I don't know what you need tonight. Father in heaven, Lord, I come to you right now, Lord. I don't know where to stop it. I know sometimes how to start, but I don't know how to stop. God in heaven, Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that Thy Holy Spirit